Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Alrighty, here we go.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Welcome to Off Script.
Our mini-sode.
Yeah, where we're going to talk about Paper Towns today. Oh my gosh, I'm doing it again where I'm staring at the thing and I'm not staring at our camera.
Because this is another recorded if you are wanting to check out the YouTubes.
I also just realized I do not have great lighting for us. Hold on.
I don't know, I can see us.
Oh, yeah. I know, but like, you can tell that it's just, we're just lit by the camera, or the camera, the computer.
That's all right.
And we don't really need to be lit today. Guys,
no,
we've had a hell of a week.
Oh gosh.
So like I've told I did in last week's minisode, like I've told everyone I've left my job, but obviously at that point I had put in my 2 weeks notice, and you know the best way to put in your 2 weeks notice? To put it in and then get COVID. And then you miss your second week.
You know what's not awesome, though, is recording an episode and sharing a mic because you have a guest star.
I didn't even think about that.
Who has your other mic, and therefore your co-host gives you COVID.
That's probably exactly how. I was like, damn, Allie has the worst luck. It's whenever our friend group hangs out and someone gets COVID, you're the one who always gets it from someone else.
I do. My gosh. No joke.
I was like, damn, how is that even?
Luckily, it's never hit me bad, but this is round three.
Yeah.
I'm just nervous about whatever maybe lingering COVID things might happen because I've got three rounds of lingering. So,
but do you have lingering from the last two?
Well, nothing yet, but I mean, maybe 20 years down the road, be like, that was from time number three of COVID.
Can't stop coughing.
Yeah.
But because we both are in the same boat, we're actually able to record for you.
Hey, look at that. Because we were going to skip it. But we're like, yeah. Hey, you're just getting over it. I got it from you. Let's do it. Why not?
A-okay.
So if we both sound like crap,
that's exactly why. And that's also why we don't
look like crap. Yeah. Oh my gosh, no joke,
COVID. The good news is my COVID, like, it literally just felt like a really bad cold.
Yeah, it's all mine feels like too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So thank goodness.
Yeah. All right, well, today it's so hard recording ourselves, guys.
We'll get it one day. No, we won't.
All right, so this minisode, Paper Towns, just came out.
Yes, it did.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good book.
It was. I enjoyed it.
I can't remember which one I chose.
I don't either. I have it written down somewhere. Thank goodness.
Anyways. I think I chose movie. I can't remember.
Dude, here, I'll check.
Okay.
See, I'm keeping a list, you guys, because come our recap, I'll let you know.
Almost sounded like you said comma recap.
Comma recap.
Comma recap.
You chose book.
Oh, yeah, I did.
I chose movie.
I remember why I chose book.
I don't.
I was going to say why, but my reasoning was actually the movie. Why the hell did I choose book? You guys, tell me why. COVID brain. It's for real. It was funny. I was playing Guild Wars with a friend and we were chatting and I can't remember what we said or what we were talking about, but I think he forgot something. And he was like, look, COVID brain rubbed off on me, even though we were playing virtually. And when he said that, I was like, I don't have COVID brain. I don't even think that's a thing. And then...
It's a thing.
Okay. So, with Paper Towns having been our last episode, there's actually discussion questions in the back of the book.
I'm way over here instead of over there. If you're listening to that, you ain't gonna know what I'm talking about.
Nope. Okay. So, there's discussion questions. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. When Margo and Quentin are 9, they make a horrible discovery and respond in very different ways. Quentin says, as I took those 2 steps back, Margo took 2 equally small and quiet steps forward. Do these descriptions still apply to the characters when they reach high school or when the story ends? Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially high school.
Quentin's a little scaredy cat.
Mm-hmm. When the story ends, I feel like he's toughened up. And
I feel like he would instead take 1 step back.
Yes.
And 1 step forward.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, no, never mind.
Yeah. Maybe.
But
Margo for sure. Absolutely.
She would still keep taking her steps forward. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Describe Q's best friends. Where do they fit into the social strata of Winter Park High? Which I didn't even realize that their high school was called Winter Park.
Okay.
If you had to choose one of those characters as your best friend, who would you pick and why?
Okay, so we got Radar and Ben, right?
Yeah.
Those are names?
Yeah. Okay. I would call them nerds.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're nerds. Yeah. But that's fine because I'm a nerd.
They were awesome.
I would want Ben as my best friend.
Really?
Because I think he would just make me laugh all the time.
He would be pretty funny. But I love Radar and how he's like, you know, I love you for you. I'm not trying to change you. Whereas Ben is like...
Ben's just the fun one.
He's fun. Yeah. But I feel like Radar would be more of a...
You realize I like Ben because I feel like I am Ben.
Oh, okay.
I'm more of the person that doesn't like... I guess I do have heart-to-hearts with people, too.
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I just think I need more laughter in my life. I would need Ben.
Yes. I mean, I get that. You kind of need both of them. You need the funny one and you need the heart-to-heart.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
How does Quentin struggle at times with Ben?
There we go.
How does Q learn to accept Ben for who he is? How does this relate to Q's changing understanding of Margo? Well, Q struggles with Ben because he is just the person who wants to have a laugh all the time or is just looking to have the best experience in his life rather than actually do important things.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that... How does he learn to accept?
Radar.
Yeah, definitely. Radar's there to help.
A little heart-to-heart.
Uh-huh. And how does this relate to Q's changing understanding Margo? I think the same thing. He realizes, Margo's who Margo is, and I'm not going to change that, and so I need to love her for her. Which also relates to him being like, well, I can change a little bit, but I'm not going to change overall. Mm-hmm. And if that's not who Margo likes, then that's not what...
Who cares?
She needs,
Even though he still does care. Why do you think Margo picks Q as her accomplice?
Because I think she misses the old times. Like, even though they didn't have a bunch, I think she's like, she misses the she's tired of like the crazy and she needs like the, what am I trying to say? The
calm?
Calm in her life.
You take the nice route.
Oh, what are you gonna say?
I think she picked him because she knew he would do what she wanted him to. That he was a pushover for her.
No. That's kind of sad. I don't want to think of it like that.
I don't like Margo. You like Margo.
I did like her.
I don't, because I feel like she just she knows that she can push Q over.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to stick with mine.
You're like very Q when it comes to Margo.
I guess so.
Because like you called them best friends too, and I don't think they were best friends.
When they were little?
Yeah. No.
Oh.
It was just him seeing it that way because that's what he wanted out of that. Whereas for her, it was just our parents made us hang out.
Oh, in my head, I kind of pictured Ellie and Carl from Up. Like, you know how they like met and they were totally opposites.
Yeah.
And they were like hanging out. But then the murder happened. The death happened.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of broke them apart instead of sticking together. So I feel like they were so different. But yet they were like not yet like attracted to each other, but not like relationship wise, just magnets.
I've lived this, so.
Oh, well.
You watched me live it.
I did.
Were we best friends?
Weren't you?
No.
Who am I thinking then?
You're thinking of the right person. I thought we were best friends, so I told you we were.
Well, then, all right. Maybe that's why I think this.
Probably. Let me tell you, when boys and girls are young and they're friends, I do that because I was about to say best friends. Well, I guess when they're best friends and they're young, they're most likely not best friends.
No, that's so sad.
All right. Do you think the characters Margo targets for revenge get what they deserve? Does Lacey deserve to be included? I'm going to let you answer this, Miss Margo lover.
No, I think she's pretty harsh. Like, I'm not even going to lie, but I'm a nice girl. So I don't think I would ever be able to put fish in people's houses and stuff like that. Now, I do agree on the cheating boyfriend one. I love calling him out and having him run through the yard naked and getting a picture of him. I think that's perfect. But Lacey putting a fish in her car just because she supposedly knew and didn't share anything. Like, no. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. Talk. Like grown-ups.
Yeah.
And, but no. The boyfriend one. The boyfriend.
Boyfriend one.
I agree with, but that's the only one.
So the boyfriend and the girl.
Yeah. Getting her dad called on her. So funny. That's what you get.
I think she should have just talked to them all, but made a fun story.
So I mean, talking would obviously be the more adult way to go, but got to have some revenge in there.
Mm-hmm. She had to do something big before she left.
Apparently.
When Margo disappears after her outing with Q, it's not the first time she seems to have vanished for a long period. What makes her disappearance after her night with Q different from the others? Well, the fact that she was doing it for real.
Like that she was leaving?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This time she knew that there was no reason to come back.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm. Yep. When Margo disappears, she's always been known to leave a bit of a breadcrumb trail. What clues does Margo leave for Quentin? How are these clues? Well, that's weird. We kind of talked about that in the episode.
Yes, we did.
So go listen on Monday.
It already came out. Go back and listen.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Whoops. My bad. That's funny that that's a discussion question for after you finish the book. Like, did you forget? Here, let's talk. Okay. Do you think Margo wants to be found? Do you think Margo wants to be found by Q? No.
She obviously didn't because she freaked out.
Uh-huh.
But...
No.
I don't know. I thought it was weird that if she didn't want to be found, why'd she leave clues?
Because she didn't. She only left clues to the mall.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
In Monday's episode. Go listen to that conversation deep. Allie apparently needs to.
Goodness me. Yeah, but I mean, she didn't and she did, right? Like...
No, because she planned it for herself.
Yeah, so she didn't leave it for anyone else, but she left clues for herself to have fun and, like, go be found. I'm not saying she...
She left clues for herself.
Guys, COVID. No, she didn't want to be found, and she didn't want to be found by Q. There, I answered this freaking question. What's the next one?
How does Q's visit to the abandoned mini mall shift the story? What does it reveal about Margot? About Q? Well, I will say, when I read this, it reminded me of Gone Girl.
Yes, actually, it did for me, too.
The mini mall was like, oh, no, death.
I was like, there's a gun involved.
I was like, oh, wrong book. It reveals that Margot's sketch.
She's super sketch. To sleep in a mini mall and be like, this is one of my favorite hangouts.
And that's where she used to go all the time in her free time,
Friggin'
too.
Dead raccoons everywhere. Yeah. No, that's weird.
No.
About Q, it shows how in love with Margot he is because he wanted to stay the night there.
I was going to say, it shows how much of a pushover for her he is. But also, I think it shows his growth, too, because at the start, he would definitely not have.
Yep.
So, but also, it's kind of sad that, like, this kid went and did a bunch of horrible things to people with a girl.
I know.
And then he's like, I'll do anything. Let me go sleep in the mini mall for her.
No, thanks.
How does the road trip to find Margot mirror the adventure she and Q had in the beginning of the book? How is it different?
Oh, I like that question. Because I think it mirrors it because he was out having fun with what he thought was friend, right? And so then he continues to do that.
But with his actual friends.
With his actual friends. And they end on a positive note because in the book... Because they all, like, they get pissed at Margot, but they, as a, with Q and everyone, they're all still super great friends.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say how it's different. Oh, shoot. It's gone. I had a really good thought. No, it's fine. I wanted to let you finish. I don't think it's coming back.
No worries. It'll come back in about 4 questions.
All right. Oh! Let me tell you. No, it had something to do with Margot. And it had something to do
with Q.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
No, like the ends of the adventure. The end of the adventure.
How Margot's pissed at him?
No, it didn't really have anything to do with Margot, actually.
Okay.
It was more so like, yeah, no, it's gone. I can't even get there with trying.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Forgot my really good answer. Guess it for me. How does Margot's reaction to being found and seeing her friends make you feel? Do you believe that she didn't want Q to come after her? Absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
It solidified my dislike for this girl.
It made me sad how angry she got. Like, it would have been one thing to be like, oh my gosh, like, how did you find me?
Mm-hmm.
And then be like, I didn't want to be found.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's like yelling at them, I didn't like that very much.
No, it solidified. Because like, for some reason at the start of the book, I was like, I just have a gut feeling that I don't like. It's funny because when we read Looking for Alaska, even though it's a very different story and it's not really... in the same vein, in that book, you like Alaska. And so you're like, yes, let's do it. But in this one, when Margot went missing, I was like, oh, good. Just leave her be. And I didn't know why. I was like, I don't like her. And I do not know why.
That's awesome.
And then I got to the end of the book and I was like,
that's why.
This is why I don't like her.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Why does Q decide to turn down Margot's invitation at the end of the book? Do you agree with his decision?
I don't remember what her invitation was.
I was just going to say, was it to stay in New York with her?
Remember, guys, we recorded Paper Towns like weeks ago. So our brains, and we've done like 6 more books since then.
Yeah.
So I don't even remember this book.
This was my second time reading it, so you'd think I would know better. Oh, yeah. She wants to meet him at the end of the summer.
Oh, and he says no?
He doesn't say no per se, but in his head he's like, but that's not gonna happen.
Oh, okay.
I do agree with his decision. Cause I don't even know. It's almost like she just like pittily invited him.
Wow.
Cause she's like, oh, I just hurt his feelings because I just told him that I didn't want to be found. So I should probably make it up to him.
Yeah.
Rather than a like, hey, I actually really want to see you.
Yeah, he's finally standing up for himself.
The definition of a paper town changes many times in the book. How does its meaning evolve? How does it relate to the mystery, to the themes of the book?
That confused the crap out of me. Like, every time they said paper town, then they had a new meaning behind it. I was like, well, what the heck is a paper town? So I didn't like that it changed. I know that's not that question, but that's my answer.
How does it relate to the mystery?
It is a mystery because I have no idea what the heck's going on. Mm-hmm. Confused me.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Margo.
Like, I thought I understood it. And then they say, a paper town is this. I'm like, but you just said it was that. And so didn't like that very much.
Mm-hmm. Well, it basically went from like a fake town to a, what was it? I can't even remember.
I can't either.
It like went to the subdivision things. So fake town to something that's being worked on. And then I feel like a very, very small, like just crossroads.
Yeah. It's too confusing. So it didn't enjoy that.
It got more. What is it called? It went from being very broad and vague to very specific.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It relates to the mystery, like Allie said. And to the themes of the book exactly the same way.
Yep.
With which character's version of the real Margot do you agree most? I think Lacey's.
Yeah.
I feel like your friends tend to know you best, even if you don't consider them friends.
Yep. Agreed.
Do you think that Margot meant to give her friends a false impression of her true self?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a bee like that. Q's parents describe people as mirrors and windows. What does this mean? Do you agree with this metaphor?
I do. Yeah, I think so.
What they meant by that is like when you look at a person, you see a mirror. So what you see sometimes is what's looking back
reflected
at you.
In you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then they're windows because you can also see
through the crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have. Yep.
Q comes to this conclusion. Margot was not a miracle. She was not an adventure. She was not a fine and precious thing. She was a girl. Discuss.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He held her to too high of standards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is.
That's basically all it is. Yeah, because sure, she, I would agree, not the miracle. She went on an adventure. She was very adventurous, but he put her at a standard that was.
She wasn't his adventure.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think she was a precious thing.
No, I don't either.
He just saw her as a precious thing because he wanted to be with her.
Yeah.
The book is divided into three sections: the strings, the grass, and the vessels. What is the connection between the sections, titles, and the content within those sections? Yeah, we're not going to answer that because I don't remember the content of each section.
All right, next.
Which philosophy of life do you most agree with? Margot's strings, Whitman's grass, or Q's cracked vessel? Why? I agree with the grass.
Why?
You don't remember it, do you?
No.
The grass was basically essentially like the thing that like helped to make Q realize that we're all connected. Like, I can't remember exactly, but you lay down and you feel the grass and you're connected to everyone else who's feeling the grass at that moment or something like that.
Mm. Sounds good. I don't remember the other ones. Unhelpful right now.
At different times, both Margot and Q use lines of poetry without considering the context of the whole poem. How do you think this changes the meaning? Because they're missing out on the context. Context? helps.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of like freaking Margo is using that one basically as a negative connotation, but then when you put it in as a whole, it was actually a really sweet thing that was being said.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted to make it negative.
Yeah. You got that.
Q is reading Moby Dick in English class. How does it appear elsewhere in Q's story?
I don't know, but all I remember is that I got into honors English in junior year, and I was like, hey, Bree, we have to read a story first during summer. What should we read? And you're like, Moby Dick. And I was like, oh, it's a classic. Sure, why not? Freaking 1,000 pages. It's the worst decision.
Book ever. Oh. That's why we're not doing it ever on Off Script, because there's a movie for it. Yeah, no.
Dude, it sucked.
I chose it because it was a classic, and like 3 chapters in, I was like, what the fuck?
It was horrible. And me, not a reader, having to read 1,000 pages in the summer, I was like, ah, it was horrible. Then I had to write a paper on it, and I was like, I don't know anything.
Look at you now.
Look at me.
I wonder how many pages. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, this is including 7 books that are not for Off Script. But so far this year, I have read 8,023 pages.
Wow.
Which means you've probably read about 7,000 pages.
Woo, look at that. Red.
Yeah, yeah. The reason Moby Dick appears is because Margo is Q's...
white whale.
Yeah. And he's Ahab. And yeah.
Yep.
There we go. Q's interpretation of... Oh, interpretation of understanding. Q's interpretation and understanding of Walt Whitman's Song of Myself changes as the mystery progresses. What are the different phases of his understanding? Do you agree with his final conclusion about the poem's meaning? So that basically is the where it's the suicide note, and then it goes into the we're all connected. I agree with the final conclusion mm-hmm. about the poem's meaning. And... Oh, I guess I answered the different phases of his understanding, too.
Yep. Good job.
Thanks. The book opens with 2 epigraphs, a poem and a song. Why do you think the author chose these? Why do you think he chose to use them together?
Don't remember what they were.
And after when we went outside to look at her finished lantern from the road, I said I liked the way her light shone through the face that flickered in the dark. People say friends don't destroy one another. What do they know about friends? Hoo-hoo. It's the holding her idolized, but also the fact that she's the one that destroys him.
Yep.
I was like, sure. Whatever.
Where did it go?
I don't know. What excerpt is that? Oh, Turtles All the Way Down. Hey. You know, I haven't drank any water yet. Discuss the last line of the book and how it relates to the rest of the story and what it ultimately says about Margo and Q's relationship. The store that was Alglow no longer stands, but I believe that if we were to put it back on our maps, someone would eventually rebuild it.
Like, Margo and Q's relationship no longer stands. But if there was if Margo did something, Q would be right back there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Margo, I love you.
Like an idiot. And it relates to the rest of the story because basically all the friends also are in that same boat.
Yeah.
With Q, not with Margo.
Mm-hmm.
How does the last line of the book relate to the rest of the story? Which is, oh, wait. Why do they have that? Discuss the last line of the book, how it relates to the rest of the story, and what it ultimately says about Margaret and Q's relationship. How does the last line of the book relate to the rest of the story? What does it say about Marco and Keith's relationship?
Same question twice.
Well then, guys, we did it. We answered those questions.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay.
Well, stay tuned for...
Brokeback?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think Brokeback Mountain. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that next week?
Yes, it is. Okay. It's not Aragorn.
Nope.
Like I kept trying to say it was when we recorded it.
Oh, man. All right,
guys.
All right. We'll see ya.
Enjoy Brokeback when it comes out.
Yeah. Couple days. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.